Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, at the next Mishnah, which deals now with the problem of Mechubar LaKarka, the status of things which are attached to the ground, and whether or not they are subject to they're having their status changed if worshipped. Hanochrim ha'ovdim ha'teharim v'tagvot, if they worship mountains or hills, hein mutarin mashalehen asurin, the hills themselves are mutar, but whatever's on top of them is forbidden. Shenemar, lo tachmon kesef zahav aleihem v'lakach talach, do not have any desire or covet the gold, silver and gold that's on them. And so the way we're reading on them is on top of the mountains. They'll say, Lili Omer, Elohim al-Harim, and as you see from the way that I put the comma in on this pasuk, on the page, pasuk number two, that he's playing a little bit loose with the parsing, but he says there are gods on the mountains, meaning, Velo Harim Elohim, Elohim al-Gvot, Velo al-Gvot Elohim, meaning, the mountains themselves are not the gods, but the gods are on the mountains. Neima Asherasura. So if that's the case, why is an Asherah tree, which was the tree planted to represent Asherah, the consort of Baal, and was planted generally in the vicinity of an altar made for the for Baal, why is it Asur if our presentation is that anything that is Mechubar LaKarka, anything that's in the ground, is it not prohibited? Because that, unlike the mountains and the hills, is planted by man. Asur. The Amar Rabbi Akiva. Akiva has a different take on Asherah. Ani ovin v'adun lefanecha. I will clarify it. He said to Rabbi Yosef, Lili kol makom shata motse har gavoh v'givhan nisa'a v'aitz ra'an. Anywhere you see a high mountain and high hill and a fresh tree, dashi yisham avodat kochavim, you should know that there's a avodah zarah there, meaning that they would take a high hill, an impressive hill, and then they would plant a fresh tree there, and that would mark the spot that they would worship, and the avodah zarah would be under there. So it's not that the Asherah tree itself is the problem, but it's an indicator that the area is a problem. Okay. Now, for Biosi Agli and Tanakama, what's the difference between Biosi Agli and Tanakama? They both agree that the mountains themselves are not prohibited, but what's on them is. So where do they differ? By using different psukim. So we don't do the fallback of Mashmao Dorshin, which is to say they really don't disagree with they use different psukim, because that's always a last resort. The question is, if they encrust something on the mountain, like you take a rock on the mountain and cover it with gold. Tanakama sarat sipui har eno kahar. So Tanakama says, Alehem, meaning gold that's on the mountain, is not part of the mountain, Umitsa, therefore it's Asur, it's not Mechubar LaKarka. Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar, Sipui Har, Hareo Kahar. He says, it's something covering on the mountain, is part of the mountain, and that's Elohim Al Harim, so therefore that's not included, it's Mutar. Avsheshadamar, Kuli Amat Sipui Har, Eno Kahar. He says, everybody agrees that it's something that covers the mountain, is not itself like the mountain. The disagreement is about a tree. If you first planted it, after it was planted and grown, then you worshipped it, whether it has a din of an Asherah, or it's Mechubar LaKarka, nothing can happen to it. Tanakama Savar Ilan Shintol Vasof Avado Mutar. Tanakama says, because after all he says, Kasav Zahav Alehem, and therefore if it was already planted and then it was worshipped, it's like Mechubar LaKarka. Now the truth is, there's nothing in the psukim to recommend this, but in the different psukim that they take, but since we know that there's such a machloket about what to do with a tree that was first planted for secular reasons, aesthetics, what have you, and then was worshipped, whether or not as a din of an asherah. Now, mimai, how do we know that it was ugly that he says that? Midiktani seif mneima asherah surah. So then the Mishnah, Mishnah asks itself, why is the asherah surah mnei sheish bat tfisat yidei adam? And then it adds, v'chol sheish bat tfisat yidei adam asur. V'chol sheish bat tfisat yidei adam latoi mai. What's that adding in there? Lav latoi lanch tov asof abado. Isn't it there to teach you that even a tree that was first planted and then worshipped, since it was originally planted by man, therefore it falls under the category of avodah zarah? And that's where Rabbi Yossi, where we see that Rabbi Yosef Glili has it, because we know that that was all a conversation between him and Rabbi Akiva, from Akiva's statement on the Ovin V'Odin Adun Fanecha. V'af Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar Ilan Shintal Vasof Avado Asur. Not only Rabbi Yosef Glili, but Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also feels that if the tree, after it was planted, was worshipped, it also is Asur. The Tanya, as we have a bright Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Mitoch Shinamar Elohim Hale Arim V'Lohim Elohim. Elohim, Alakvot, Filakvot, Elohim. Exactly, Rabbi Yosef Glili's drasha, Shomei ani. So then the end of the pasuk should say Tachat kol etz ranan Elohim. The gods are under the trees. V'lo ranan Elohim, but not the fresh tree itself. Talmud Omar, therefore the pasuk says Vashereihem tisufun ba'ish. You have to burn the Asherah down, teaching you that the Asherah itself is an avodah zara. So now Elatachat kol etz ranan lamali. Why do I need the pasuk under every fresh tree? That's there for Rabbi Kiva's GPS piece to say this is how you identify where Avodah Zarah is. Rabbi Kiva, ani ovin v'adun fanecha k'ma v'shot v'atom v'say ha'gavah v'givar v'nitza'ah v'etz v'anan t'ashay sham gavodat kochavim. That's a marker that you should know there's Avodah Zarah there. V'rabbanan, so Rabbanan who disagreed and said that if you have a tree that was planted and then you worshipped it, it's mutar. Hai v'asher emti sifun ba'esh mayavdiluhu. What do they do with that pasuk? That's easy. That's talking about a tree that was planted for worship purposes. That's what you have to burn down. Rabbi Yehuda needs the same pasuk for that also. So the truth is, Achinami, you're right. So here is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that a tree that was first planted then worshipped is asur. In Parshat V'Atchanan, you have to cut down their asherot, not burn the asherot, but cut it down. What kind of tree is it? Where the branches are asur, but the roots are okay, the trunk is okay. Must be a tree that you first planted and then worshipped, and the notion is, at this point, we're going to see later a little bit of a different take, that it's possible that only the parts of the tree that grow after you started worshipping it are problematic, but not the trunk. Now, v'ha'i v'asher tisufun ba'ish kanasiv la'tamuda, but the Gemara quoting Rabbi Yosef Yehuda did not use asher tigadeyun, but rather asher tisufun ba'ish, which we said everybody agrees is talking about a tree that was planted lechatchila for worship. The answer is ilo lo namar kamar. What the Gemara is doing by quoting that pasuk is saying, had it not said this pasuk, then I would have made a mistake. Meaning, ilo namar disufun ba'esh, if I had not said, burn it up, hayiti omer asherem tigadeyun, the other pasuk, that you have to cut it down, is only talking about a tree that was planted for that purpose. And therefore, a tree that was worshipped afterwards is mutar. Now that I have a second pasuk that says you have to burn it, I have an extra pasuk of cutting down the tree, and that's only talking about a tree that was worshipped after it was planted. That's all Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So what do they do with our second pasuk to cut down the Asherah? Rabbi Shimon Levi, it's for this other drasha. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Gidu'ei Avodat Kochavim Kodmin L'Chibush Eretz Yisrael. Cutting down the idolatrous trees comes before you conquer the land. But conquering the land comes before you totally obliterate all of Avodah Zarah. Meaning, you first come into the land, the first thing you do as soon as you have control of any area is you make the Avodah Zarah unusable. Then you conquer the land, then you come back and totally destroy it. The Tanna of Yosef. Meaning, take the Mizbechot apart, take the bricks, the rocks apart, and let it sit. So take their steels down and leave them. You're going to leave them? Srefa boy, they have to be burnt. Meaning, leave them, chase. When you beat the enemy, come back and then wipe it out. So where does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda get this sequence from? If he uses that pasuk for a tree that was planted and then worshipped. Nafkale mi abed te'abdun, from the opening pasuk of this whole piece, which says, you surely must destroy. What does it mean? Abed, first make them unusable. V'acharkach te'abdun, then come back and totally destroy them. V'rabbanan, what are they going to do with that pasuk? Again, ping pong. Abed te'abdun is not read as a sequence, abed and then te'abdun, but it means really, really wipe it out, meaning when you're going to destroy Avodah Zarah, you have to dig and find all the foundations and all of the branches of it and destroy it. Where does he get that principle from? Wipe their name out from that place, meaning any remnant. Rabbanan, so now what do Rabbanan do with that pasuk? Then you have to give it a bad nickname. That's about a temet shema. I mean, don't let its old name be around. Give it some other nickname. The Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Nine, lo kar b'nukol cham tzorich l'shoyin shachareah. Rabbi Lazar says, how do I know that I have to dig after it? Tam lomar v'ibad a temet shema. Therefore, the Torah says, you have to wipe out its name. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to him, v'lo k'ren amar Rabbi Teabdun. So this is replicating our discussion. You must destroy it. Yimkein matam lomar v'ibad a temet shema. He says it's not there to say you have to wipe it out. That you get for totally wipe it out and go after it, the roots that you got from Abed Tabdun. Ibad Temet Shmam is there to say give it a bad name. Yachol Shavach, I may think the new name is a nicer name. Shavach Sakadaitach, why would you think that? Chol Ol Shavach Lo Gnai, I might think it's just another name, not a better or worse name. You have to really treat Avodah Zarah like a disgusting thing. Haketzad, how do you do it? Hayu korinota beit galiyad. Here the Rishonim are in many different directions as to what this means. But if the place was called beit galiyad, for right now we'll read it, the revealed place, korinota beit karya. So instead you call it the excavated place. It was a high place, a low place. Ein kol, if it was called the spring of all. Ein kotz, then call it the spring of the thorn. All right, so some other name. Alright, so that's what that means. One last piece we're going to see. Tani Tana Kamidu Rav Sheshet. A Tana presented in front of Rav Sheshet. Ha'akum avdim ete harim v'tagva'ot. So the pagans who worship the mountains, hein mutarim, the mountains are mutar, avdim desayah, but the practitioners have to die. V'tazreim v'tagva'ot, but if they worship vegetables or greens on those mountains, hein asurin, those are asur, avdim desayah. And of course, the practitioners die. Amar Leis, Rav Sheshet said, Da Amar Lachmani, who's the author of this? Rabbi Yosef Yehudahi? Da Amar Ilan Shetao Asof Avado Asur? It must be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who said that if you plant a tree and then worship it, it's Asur. Same thing with the grass. Ay, V'logma B'Ilan Shetao Tchila L'chach Rabbanan. Why didn't Rav Sheshet just say, this follows the Rabbanan? And it's talking about a case where you planted the tree or planted the grass for purposes of worship. You can't say that because it's presented parallel to the mountain. The mountain wasn't planted for Avodah Zarah. Same thing here. We must be talking about grass that was not planted originally for that reason, and therefore it must follow Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in such a case, it is Asur. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.